Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Socially Active Podcast with the Health Huntress. My name's Laura. I am also known as the Health Huntress. Today we are going to talk about, or the title of this episode, What's Your Purpose? And let me just also say that as I'm recording this, it's the end of August. We're about to go into like kind of the fall months. And as I'm looking out my window recording this, I have a nice breeze. I've got trees outside my window. And I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely looking forward to fall. It's my favorite season. So just, you know, giving that a little bit out there in case you're listening to this in real time. Who's with me? Who loves fall? So the title of this podcast episode is the question I want you to ask yourself. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? I want you to take a moment and think about it. Right now, I'm going to be quiet. What is your purpose in this moment? Be your life purpose, your today purpose, your purpose for listening to this podcast, even. Whatever comes to mind. This defining the purpose and having a purpose and thinking about your purpose is where it really gets fun and interesting. And there are all kinds of motivational quotes out there about purpose, like know your purpose, find your purpose, define your purpose. Some of those words I've already said in this podcast. But the question I'm going to ask you now is, why a purpose? Why do we have a purpose? Why is it important to have a purpose? And you know, let's just take a second to think that through and, you know, think through why should I clearly define a purpose? That's a question to ask yourself. And really, obviously, if you're kind of working through this and not really sure based on the moment that you're in, maybe you've kind of gotten off track and it's been a while since you've set a purpose. You know, think about these things over the next couple of days. You might not get it all right here in this podcast, but really, what is your purpose? It's very important. And the question behind that is why a purpose? So the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. If you don't know the purpose for anything you are doing, think of any purpose out there. For what purpose do you make your bed every morning? For what purpose don't you make your bed every morning? For what purpose do you eat three meals a day? For what purpose do you exercise? Why do you absolutely do anything in your life? What is the purpose? What is the reason? What is the reason behind everything that you do? It could be the little things. Why do you exercise? You know, why do you turn a fan on? Why do you write with your right hand or your left hand? Why do you run? Why do you not exercise? Why do you do anything that you do in your life? If the answer is you don't know, then there is no purpose. And if there is no purpose, what are you most likely going to do? Nothing. You're going to lose motivation. And if your purpose isn't clear, your direction won't be either. Imagine you're given directions to go somewhere, and even if it's on your GPS, it says something like, take a right turn somewhere ahead. Or just keep driving till you feel compelled to turn. Or your GPS won't even direct you anywhere if you don't put in an exact location. Even if you are going somewhere in the vicinity of an exact location, you still need to have some direction, and having a purpose is going to get you just that. So it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to so-and-so's house. I know I don't know their address, but I know where I am once I get to the grocery store. So your exact location might be that grocery store that you know that the GPS is going to guide you to, and then you can find your way from there. Sometimes your purpose might look like that. Without a purpose, there is no definition. There is no reason. There is no structure or outline. There is no direction. There is also no finish line, no end game. And when there is no finish line or end game, you will burn out. And burnout leads to quitting. A purpose also tests your level of passion. If you don't have a solid purpose, then maybe whatever it is you are doing isn't the thing for you. Or maybe if you attach a purpose to something that you don't really want to do or know why you're doing it, and you put that purpose at the end of it, it gives you a reason to continue to do it. Maybe it's mandatory. Maybe, you know, the purpose of going to school is so I get an education. The purpose of taking my SATs is so I can go to college. Those are fresh in my mind right now because my son is getting ready. He's a senior in high school, so that's why I used those. But those are valid examples. Take the time to properly develop your purpose. That's just what I think. Sorry, I lost my, I got all into what I was saying. So with no purpose, there is nothing. It's like, oh, this is what I was going to say. It's like the breath and the lifeline of everything you do. It's like taking a breath. Okay. It gives you life. It gives you reason. It gives you hope. It gives you motivation. Without it, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to know where you're going. It's hard to see clearly. It's hard to do anything when you don't have that clear, defined purpose. So when it comes to your social media, it's also important to clearly define your purpose, because everything else you do after that purpose has been given will be orchestrated to keep that purpose alive and breathing. So everything that you do, you're going to orchestrate all your posts to be towards that purpose. This purpose can and will change as you grow. So don't feel like you're going to be stuck in one purpose forever. It's even okay to get rerouted if you fall back or miss a turn using that direction and GPS analogy. You know, it's okay to miss that turn or say, you know, I know there's a different way. My intuition is telling me that this isn't the best way, you know, because I've had that happen plenty of times where I'm like, my GPS is telling me to go to this way, but if I know I keep going, I can get there too. And it's either more scenic or less traffic or less lights or whatever. And then what happens? Your GPS reroutes you. So your purpose can be rerouted, and it's going to be rerouted. And you should expect that. But when you know that your destination is still the same, you can handle all those reroutes. And here are even some more examples. So of why, you know, in the social media world. So if you are a new business and you need to gain followers, everything you are posting should be geared towards growing an audience. Okay. That's going to be your focus. And along the way, as your audience is starting to grow, maybe you're getting more feedback from that new audience. Like, oh, you know, they wanted, you know, have more of this or that. And now you're going to be like, okay, I think I have the right followers. Now I need to cater to what they want. And then your purpose is going to shift or change. If you are a remodeling business or, DIYer and like a do-it-yourselfer, that's what that means. It's weird to say rather than see. So I just wanted to say what I meant. And anyway, so you use your social media as a portfolio for your clients to see your work. Then everything you do for that should be posts to showcase your work. So if you're some type of carpenter or maybe you're an interior designer, you're going to use your social media to put the things up, your work, if that is your purpose. If you are sharing your life and how you cope with an illness, a setback, you're a busy parent, single parent, whatever, then you post things that relate to that, the real life scenarios that speak to that purpose. And that's why it's so important to define a purpose, especially in life, of course, but also in your social media, so that all like pertains to one. Maybe your purpose is just to share your real life. Maybe your purpose is to not share your real life, that you don't want people to see your real life. And that's okay too, because everything you do should be authentic to you and your purpose. And in order to be authentic to you and your purpose, you have to know your purpose. Because otherwise it gets all clustered, you know, then if you're going to be following directions, now you're giving directions to somebody, which is what we're getting into talking next week. Like, who is your, who are you talking to? Who's your audience? Who's listening? Who is the person you're aiming for? And if you're giving them, and if you have an unclear purpose, you're handing out an unclear purpose. And then it's confusing. The direction is kind of like all over the place. And so it can take time for you to get towards working that purpose. But as long as you have, again, it's maybe you might get rerouted. I do that all the time, even talking in this podcast, because like I said, it's really hard to sit here and talk to yourself without getting feedback coming from the other end. And I run off into a tangent sometimes because there's nobody there to be like, Laura, you're running into a tangent. But luckily, I recollect myself most of the time and say, let's stick to the topic and the purpose of this podcast. And that can happen too. You could, as long as you know your purpose and your destination, you might get off track a little bit, but you get back on track and continue forward. But you don't want to be like the Do I Wire page, or I don't know. Yeah, it just sounds so weird when you say it out loud, but the do-it-yourselfer or the remodeling business that you have, or your interior design project, whatever. You don't want to be like, oh, interior design one day and the next day you're talking about something totally not related. You know, maybe something that, and I guess it's okay to show a little bit of your personality and in that if you're, but I don't think so. I think if you are strictly interior design, it should be all interior design stuff. And it should be really going with your purpose. So it really depends on your purpose, how you should position everything else. And that's another reason why it's so important, because you could be a lifestyle brand. You could just want to talk about life, like I said before, your just real authentic life and your day-to-day life and all of that. And you're just going to show up every day, no matter what is going on. And you're just going to say, this is the crap I'm dealing with today. Or, you know what? This is how wonderful today is. Yesterday was crappy. Today is good. You know, whatever you want, then in that case, it's going to fluctuate. But then everything that you do is going to be geared towards whatever purpose it is that you select. Purpose gives you a light at the end of the tunnel. It gives you a reason for doing anything that you do. I really want you to think, when you're thinking through, you know, even if it's redefining your purpose, or like I said, you haven't done it in a while, just think about if you didn't have purpose, and think about the times of your life that have been more challenging or where things haven't been clear. Did you have a purpose defined at that time? So here's my answer to the question. This is my answer. Why have a purpose? It's very simple, but I don't think there is a reason to make it complicated. So my reason and my answer to why have a purpose is because without one, there is no purpose. Without a purpose, there is no purpose. And I know that might sound a little bit dumb, but a little bit philosophical, because it's true. If you don't have a purpose, there's no purpose. If you don't have a reason, there's no reason. And when there's no reason and there's no purpose, then why bother? Reroute. Find something in you that you have a passion for. So much passion that you want to create a purpose. I'm doing this because I have a passion for it. I'm doing this because I'm following my heart. I'm doing this because I want to lose weight. I'm doing this because I want to be a good role model for my children. I'm doing this because I'm hot. And it's the answer to why am I turning on the fan, which I asked earlier in the podcast. And the reason I asked that is because I'm looking at a fan. But it's true. There needs to be a purpose and a reason behind anything. You know, now I'm looking at a foam roller on the ground because I was foam rolling earlier today after a workout, and I foam roll. Like, you think in your head, oh, I don't have time for foam rolling or stretching today. But then if you have a purpose for it, it's like, oh, I have to. I need to go ahead and, because I know that my muscles get really achy and all of that. And guess what's going to be the solution for that? It's the foam roller. So I foam roll so I don't have the aches and pains of my legs. So I, you know, have full mobility in my legs and don't have any cramping, you know, so I don't develop any kind of knots or anything like that. So I just want to end with always, 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 whether it's your social media, your business, or your life, always keep your lifeline healthy and strong and steady by always prioritizing defining your purpose. It is a lifeline. Without a purpose, there's nothing. There's no purpose. And when there's no purpose, there is nothing. Whether to get you out of a rut, if you're going through a new beginning, some kind of change, you advancing through, into a successful business venture, you're trying to reach a goal that you set to achieve, or anything that you do, always have a purpose and make it clear. Then all you have to do is keep your eye on the prize. Know your purpose and keep your eye on the prize. Every question after that is so easy. Oh, do I want to do this? I don't know. Does it go with my purpose? Should I do this? I don't know. Does it go with my purpose? And it's so much easier to make decisions that way and rule out stuff that just is going to get you in the wrong direction. You know, no, am I going to take this turn and take this detour that's going to take me to somewhere that I don't know where I'm going and I'm going to get lost? And maybe you're up for an adventure and maybe the answer is yes. Then you know it's time to repurpose. So that wraps up today's podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Next week, the podcast is titled, Who Are You Talking To? So I'll see you again then. Every Wednesday, I try to do Wednesday mornings, but sometime on Wednesday. Follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at The Health Huntress. If you want to email me, you can email me laura@thehealthhuntress.com. And otherwise, I look forward to seeing you all next week. Bye.